While the Christmas celebrations are on the peak around the world, the event in Syria this year is a grim one. For Christians here, the Christmas is simply a reminder of displacement and loss of family members in the attacks carried out by foreign-backed militants.
I don't think we can name it a happy holiday. We came to pray for peace in Syria. Our house in Deir Atia was looted and sabotaged. Mortars always fall. The last one was closed, but we survived.
Holiday this year is different. We are displaced. We are forced out of our homes because we are Christians. If we stayed, they would have killed us. We will not leave Syria.
A huge mass was held in the Maryamite Cathedral in Damascus, attended by Patriarch of Antioch and all the East, and the Mufti of Syria. Prayers called for peace for the country and the souls of those who sacrificed their lives for protecting the homeland. Prayers also called for the return of those who have been abducted by Takfiri militants.
We never surrender to those who desecrate holy places. We'll not keep silent over kidnapping patriarchs John and Paul, the priests, and any innocent on this land. We'll not keep silent in the face of who held the nuns and orphans of Maloula who conveyed the voice of peace.
Foreign-backed militants operating inside Syria recently took over the ancient Christian town of Maloula in Damascus countryside. A large number of residents were displaced. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terrorists also stormed the Orthodox Mar Taqla convent in the middle of the city and abducted several nuns. The Maloula incident is not the isolated one. The militants have sabotaged many churches across the country in recent months. And mortars fired by them continue to claim the lives of both Christians and Muslims, including women and children. Christians in Syria celebrated Christmas amid calls to boost the security of their war-torn country. Syrian Christians believe that their country will only be stronger with their presence and steadfastness. And despite their sufferings, they still try to live a normal life, hoping stability would be restored. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.